You're holding the Avchesem of Beis, the Sarah we get in the bottom by the two dots, the Sarah Mishra Gamliel Leimra. The Morse is Amr of Yudah Mashmil, Chro Gamliel, take a pastel like from Gamliel. And tell you a little like this, Avshim Ben Yechoy Yoymer, that Pom Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes a person can read Krishma twice at night.
Shodim Kuru Krishma Shtei Pom Balayla. Sometimes you could even say Krishma two times at night. Achas kodem shial omad hashachar, one before oilas hashachar, before the morning star. The achas li achas shial omad hashachar, and one after oilas hashachar. The yoytze behen yedei chayvosan, and your yoytze your mitzvahs kriyishma achas shel yoim, has after oilas hashachar yoytze shel yoim. The achas shalayla, and the one before oilas hashachar yoytze shalayla. So like this pshat, what's the chiddush here? Is up until Eilas HaShacha, that's the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha, that you could be Yetzir Krishma until Eilas HaShacha. So Churus Chiddush is that right after Eilas HaShacha, you could be Yetzir Shal Yoyim. For the Gemara HaGuf HaKasha, but Shreya HaGuf of what he's saying, HaGuf HaKasha, Omar to you yourself are saying, Pomim Shodim Kuri Kriyashma Shtei Pom Balaylo, sometimes you could say Kriyashma two times at night, Almo, La'acha Shiyala Omad HaShacha Lailahu, that even after Eilas HaShachar, still it's called Laila. Because you're saying you could read Krishma two times at night. For other Tanya, then you yourself learn, Yoytza Behem Yedei Chavosoi, Yoytza Yechaybos of Krishma, Achas Shal Yoyim, V'yachas Shal Laila. It's the one you said before Eilas HaShachar, Yoytza Shal Laila. And the Krishma you say right after Eilas HaShachar, Yoytza Shal Yoyim, is Lechura Alma Yomamhu. So you see, you hold that after Eilas HaShachar, it's called daytime. It's called Yoyim. Otherwise, you can't be Yoytze Krishma Shal Yoyim yet. So tomorrow, Loi. L'yoyla ma'atel yu lailahu. Really, it's called Laila. So we spoke at yesterday, Toista says, even though really daytime starts from Eilas HaShachar, that's the beginning of daytime, but Chazal could still call it Laila, still call it night until Netzach Amo. Because Rov Mitzvahs Midirabonin, you first start doing them after Eilas HaShachar, like Kamat Netzach Amo, like Tefillah Shachris, and like a Tzitzis and Tefillin, you wait till Mishayakir. So since Rov Mitzvahs we don't do Eilas HaShachar, we first start the Mitzvahs near Netzach Amo, it's still called B'loshin Chazal Laila. So really he holds, even after Eilas HaShachar, Chazal call it Laila. But for Nezvegin, your Yoytze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoyim. Why? Well, the Korela Yoyim, why is it called Yoyim to be Yoytze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoyim? The Ika Inche Dekaima Behishosa. Because some people get up at that time, after Eilas HaShachar, and the Mitzvahs Krishma is totally in Beshochtecha Uvukumecha. So as soon as people start to get up, you can be Yoytze Mitzvahs Krishma Shal Yoyim. So that's his Chiddush, that even though we call it Laila, still you can be Yoytze Krishma Shal Yoyim. On this, Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. We paskin like Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. So this chiddush is that you could be yaitz a Krishma Shalayla Pshita. That's the Mishnah of Rav Gamliel. That if you didn't daven Marav and say Krishma, you could say it until Eilas HaShachar. But this chiddush is now that in the morning, if you want to daven Krishma Shashachar right after Eilas HaShachar, and you can't wait till Mishayaker or till Netzach Amo, you are also yaitz the Mitzvah Krishma. That's his chiddush.
He could. What?
Shachar is before you. Right.
So this is.
Right, yeah. It's brought down that somebody has to.
Right.
This whole thing is under the Evid. It's brought down that Avadim Mitchila was supposed to wait to say Krishman Shachris at least until Mishayakir, which is around a half an hour after Eilas HaShachar. But if somebody has to go ala derech, he's in a rush, he has to go, then you have this heter that b'di'evid, you're allowed to daven shachris and say krishma, mishom mishom Eilas HaShachar. Ike demasni, some learn this chiddush like this. Loho de ravachar bachanino, aho. Aho de tanya b'shim ben yechoi. Oy me mishum revikiva. That now Reb Shimon Nechoi is not saying his own memra, but he's saying it over Reb Shimon Akiva. A little different. That pomim shodim kore kriyashma shtei pomim bayoim. Sometimes you could say two times kriyashma bayoim. Achas koidim ha-neitzachama. One time before the neitzachama. So this is good why it's called yoim. Because really from Eilas HaShachar onwards it's called yoim. So Eilas HaShachar comes first, then comes neitzachama. in between Eilat HaShachar and Netzach Hamah is called Yom. The Yachat Li'achar HaNetzach Hamah, and one after Netzach Hamah, which is sunrise. The Yaitza Ben Yedei Chavosai, and your Yaitza Yitu two Mitzvahs Krishma. Achas Shal Yom is the one you said after HaNetzach Hamah, after sunrise, Pshikti Yaitza Shal Yom. Now the Chiddush is V'yachas Shal Laila, that the first Krishma that you said even after Eilat HaShachar, but as long as you said it before Netzach Hamah, you are Yaitza Krishma Shal Laila. What? We'll soon see. It's not really Seis of the Mishnah. We'll soon see. It's not Seis of the Mishnah because this halacha is only a big oinus that happened. You could do it. If it's not a very big oinus, then you can't say Krishma. Just for some reason happened to pass by the night and it came Eilat HaShachar ready, then you're not allowed to say Krishma Shalayla anymore. We'll soon see. But let's say somebody went to Chasen and became Shikr, so it's an oinus, and he woke up after Eilat HaShachar, albeit before Netzach Hamah, he's allowed to daven Marav still. He's allowed to say Krishma Shal Arvis. We'll soon see the reason why. That's his Chiddush. Now he must ask, but why? Hagufa Kashla, it's a theory, what he just said. You just said you could say Krishma two times b'yoyim. Almo koydim ha-Netzach Hamah yamamu. Before ha-Netzach Hamah, you are considering it yoyim. And this is good. Like we hold, after Eilat HaShachar is called yoyim. Aber behode Tony, right away you're saying, yoyitz b'hem yedei chavosam, yoyitz, you're like your two mitzvahs Krishma, achas shoyim. Is that that you said it after Netzach Hamah, you yoyitz a Krishma shoyim? But the Chiddush was the Achas Shalayla, that even Yoytza still the Mitzvah Krishma Shalayla is Al Malaylahu. So you see that after Eilat HaShachar until Netzach Hamah is called Laila. So it's a Sphira. You said two times a daytime, and now you're saying Yoytza Mitzvah Krishma Shalayla. If it's day, you can't be Yoytza Shalayla. So the Gemara Loit. Really, like we always say, maybe Raisa, it's called day. As soon as Eilat HaShachar starts, which we hold really is like 72 minutes before sunrise, as soon as Eilat HaShachar comes up, it's called daytime. I the question, why do you say you still Yetzir Mitzvah Krishma Shalayla? Fahai the Korele Laila? Tehika Inshi Degani Behishosa. There are still some people that are sleeping at that time. Like we said, the mitzvahs Krishma Shalayla is totally in Bishachvacha. And Wadashi now calls them on, people are still sleeping. So even though Eilat HaShachar is the beginning of day, but there are still some people sleeping. So you can still be Yetzir mitzvahs Krishma Shalayla of Bishachvacha. Said Rashi, for how the Korele Laila, the Kama Yetzir boy, Krishma Shalayla, why? Mishum Dika Degani. The Karina Bayu Bishachbucha, it's still called the Bishachbucha now. Even though Midi writes it's called day already, it's called Yoim, four mitzvahs of the day. From Eilat HaShachar it's called Yoim, except for mitzvahs Krishma. Because Krishma Shalayla, the Torah doesn't say Laila, the Torah says Ubishachbucha when people are sleeping. And people are still sleeping now. And on this now, Omer Rabbacha, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Krebi Shimin, Sha'ama Mishum Rabbi Kiva. We even pass like this Halacha. That when we'll soon say it means b'di'evit, that if you were an honest, then you didn't say Krishma Shalayla, even after Eilat HaShachar, as long as it's not Netzach Hamah, you can still be Yetzir Krishma Shalayla. Omer Rab Zera, Zok Rab Zera, Ava Ubuvad Shlayemer Hashkivenu. If you're going to daven Marav now, like say Krishma, say the brachas, Hashkivenu you can't say. Says the Mechudas Shikarash, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ubovad Shlayem Rashkivenu. Hakoira Kriyashma Shalayla Shachris, Samach L'Omad HaShachar. If you're davening like Kriyashma Shalayla, right before Amud HaShachar is Loyemer HaShkivenu. You shouldn't say HaShkivenu. Why? Even though it's still Laila. Hey, until Eilat HaShachar, Amud HaShachar, it's still Laila. But still HaShkivenu, you shouldn't say. She'ein oid zman tchila shchiva. El zman soif shchiva. That's called the end of the zman shchiva, right before Eilat HaShachar. So treat you could be Yetzir Mitzvah Krishma then. But to say the tefillah of Hashkivenu, which means when we are going to sleep, now's not a time of going to sleep, it's the time of the end of sleeping. So it doesn't pass to say the brach of Hashkivenu if you daven Mariv right before Eilat HaShachar.
What about Birchas Hamatzah?
If you go to sleep then, you mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe the Chur will be the same svara. You wouldn't have to say it then. But Rashi skips the case. Tosfos asks the kasha, and Rashi luchura Reb Zeira now that saying bavashli yom rashkivenu, he should have went on the last case. The last case we're talking about, where you're saying Krishma Shalaila even after Olas Hashachar. Abi, it's before Netzach Chama, we're saying now you could be Eitzah Krishma Shalaila. So Tosfos learns on that din Reb Zeira goes to say. If you can say Krishma after Olas Hashachar, then it's not as man Shkiver anymore. You can't say Hashkivenu. Because that was the last memra. Why does Rashi say no? Reb Zeira is even going back to the first man beyond here. That if you say Krishma, like the Mishnah, before Olas Hashachar, still you can't say Hashkivenu. Like, why did Rashi skip a memra? So Tosfos learns not like Rashi. Now, Loch is talking not like Rashi either. The Loch read that if you say Krishma before Olas Hashachar, you say Hashkivenu. Just in the case we're going to say Krishma after Olas Hashachar, habiyah before Netzach Chama, then you don't say Hashkivenu. So the Shagas Sayyid wants to answer Rashi like this. He wants to tell you that there is another mitzvah every night, that's Zechiras Yetziat Mitzrayim. We have to do it night time. Tzila and Chita, that's man. There the Torah says, V'dashim kol yimei chayecha, l'hovi ha-leilis. So there it's totally in Laila. Avada, when it comes Olas Hashachar, it's not as man to be Yetzir that mitzvah anymore. Is you're going to be Yetzir the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetziat Mitzrayim up until Olas Hashachar. But afterwards, not. So mainly the brachas we say of Krishma after Krishma is Emes V'yemuna, that's a bracha of saying Zechiras Yetziat Mitzrayim. So the Baal, it says here, Narab Zeira says, you should not say the bracha hashkivenu. It's mashma only hashkivenu you don't say, but emes v'emuna you would say. So luchura, why is there a chiyah to say emes v'emuna? Emes v'emuna, the Yikra is talking about the chiyah to Tzias Mitzrayim. If we're talking about now after Olas Hashachar, it shouldn't be as man to talk about Tzias Mitzrayim either. Therefore, Rashi b'daf kolon yabzeira's memory is going back to the first man diyama, where you are saying Kriya Shema before Olas Hashachar. So before Olas Hashachar, it's Vaday Laila. So then, Avada, you could say Emes V'emuna, because it's a Zman still to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Laila. It's still Laila. Still, Reb Zeira says, the Chiddush of Hashkivenu you can't say. Because Hashkivenu was a tefillah from when the beginning, when people go to sleep. But now, right before Olas Hashachar, it's Kamat time and everybody's getting up, it's not a Zman tefillah for Hashkivenu. But then, it passed to say Emes V'emuna. But Rashi learns, but after Olas Hashachar, it doesn't pass up Zeira's memra. Because then not only won't you say Hashkivenu, you won't say Emes V'emuna. That's why the Hashkivenu say you want to answer Rashi. Right. So the Marki Yosser, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Omar, Hod Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanina, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's what he said, we passed like this last Kiddush, that you could say Kriya Shema Shalaila, even after Olas Hashachar, so the Lab Beferish Itma, he never said it outright. Ela miklol itma. We only know it from a klal. It's for, like, you can bring a raya from what something that he said. So what was the ma'isa? The Yehu zugud rabbonin. There was a pair of rabbonin. The ishtaka behilula the bread of Yeshua ben Levi. If they went to the chasna, the Yeshua ben Levi married off his son, and they became shikah there, and they fell asleep, and they didn't have a marav. They were big honest, and they woke up in the morning now, and vayistayis even woke up after Olas Hashachar. Is us l'kaim of the Rabbi Shulban Levi, they came to ask the Rabbi Shulban Levi, and they asked him, what should we do? Should we say Kriya Shema not? Omar, he said, Kedayu Reb Shimon lismach olav b'shas hadchak. So that's how we get this halacha, only b'shas hadchak he can be saymach on this Reb Shimon. Kedavan Marav was to say Kriya Shema after Olas Hashachar. That's the b'dievah tikadin, that means if you're an honest gomer, in a case where you were shikr, so it wasn't some of the pshat you yourself like went to sleep or you yourself let the time go by. You're an honest, then you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even after Olas Hashachar. So man, let's not assume like you asked from the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, when is the last time you're allowed to say Kriya Shema normal? That's only up until Olas Hashachar. Up until Olas Hashachar you're allowed to say. After that, if you were awake and for your own reason you forgot to say, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema anymore. Just in the case where you're an honest gomer that you became shikr, something like that, then you have Reb Shimon's halacha, you're even allowed to say it after Olas Hashachar. Why? Because it's still called the Zman Shchiva, some people are still sleeping. What?
No,
you say the Birchus Kriya Shema Mosel. In Halacha, you say Birchus Kriya Shema Mosel. Just Hashkivenu, you would not say, that's all.
Isn't this Safik Yom, Safik Lala, and Safik Rav Sahakal?
No, but we say no. We say Midiraisa, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema because it's still called the Vashach Bechor. Because people are still sleeping then, even after Olas Hashachar. So Midiraisa, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema.
What about like Koranistan?
No, no. There's a din in Krishma we're saying now. Midrash it's daytime ready. But the din of Krishma Shalala is not totally in Laila, it's totally in Zaman Shkiba when people are sleeping. So people are still sleeping, now you're allowed to say Krishma.
No,
so you could say the Prokhas Krishma also.
I'm referring to our Mishnah where it's Hector Kolam
Mevarim. Well, this is not the din of the Mishnah. There's a new din in Krishma now. Forget about the Mishnah. It's just saying, the Mishnah isn't talking about normal. But in the case you run honest then you have this Chiddush, you're allowed to say Krishma even after Oilas HaShachar, until Neitzacham. Now, so that's the Mishnah Gemara. The Mishnah was Maisa Shabo Bonim. So the Gemara and the Mishnah brings down the Maisa, that Gamliel's children came off on the Chasna, and they asked the father, we didn't say Krishma yet, can we still say Krishma? For the Gemara, the Yad Hashtele Shmiel Lohu, Hoder of Gamliel. Didn't the Bonim know already what the father said? Like, what are they asking the father? What's the luck? What should I do? They know already what the father said. The father says, you're allowed to say Krishma until Oilas HaShachar. So what was the Bonim's question? So the Marhoki called Malay. This is what the children, the Bonim, meant to ask the father of Gamliel. That Rabbonin plig yelavich. We know that Rabbonin dings on you. Rabbonin say you can only say Krishma or Dav Marav until Chatzos. After Chatzos, Lali, not allowed to Dav Marav anymore. Is the question now, the Yochid Rab Malochik Rabin, Luchur, if the Rabbonim dingzach on you, then we should hold like the Rabbonim, and we should not be allowed to daven Krishma anymore. Oy Dilma, Rabbonim Kavosach Svirulu. Really, the Rabbonim hold like you, like we said before, that mid Yeraisa, Bishoch Bechoz Man Krishma is the whole night time, until Elas HaShachar. Ay, Vahay, the Komrat Chatzais, Kamriat Chatzais. Why do the Rabbonim say you should only say Krishma till Chatzais? That's kdei laharchik odim min avera. They made hachoka. When the Rabbonim were telling you, make sure to say Krishma before Chatzos. Because if people are going to wait to say it later, we're afraid they'll wait throughout the whole night and never say it. So it's only hachoka with the Rabbonim. So that was the question. So I'm Omalu, so this from Gamliel answered back to the children, you should know. Rabbonim kavosi svirulhu. The Rabbonim hold like me also. That midyaraisa, they're also asking you could say Krishma the whole night. Until Oilas HaShachar. Zmela v'chayovim atim. Therefore you are mechuyiv now to say Krishma. I have heard the Kamriat Chatzos. Why do the Rabbonin say a mitzvah like only to Chatzos? That's only the Laharcha Godim and Avera. That's Hachokah. They don't want you to daven Krishma after Chatzos. But that's only the Rabbonin the Galocha. So Vay says, if it's a suffix in the Rabbonins, then you could zicha be samech on me. That I say, you're allowed to say Krishma even after Oilas HaShachar. This is what that's what the children asked the father. Me pligi rabbonin alecho. The rabbonin dings on you. The amriat chasoyis. That the rabbonin say only until chasoyis. Davka kamri. They mean bedavka to lay mashmalu b'shok b'chol kol zaman shchiva. They don't say midiraisa b'shok b'chol means kol zaman people are sleeping. Elo kol zaman shederech b'nei yodim l'sasek leilech v'lishka. His b'shok b'chol means when people are doing the mice of going to sleep. O miyu. This Rabbonim dings on Reb Leza. Dilu Reb Leza svir lei zman esik shchiv enim alal ashmar rishena. Reb Leza says people that are going to sleep go to sleep the first 4 hours of the night. Ul Rabbonim at chatzos. But Rabbonim say no. People even go to sleep until chatzos. V'yat svir loch. But you, Reb Gamliel, our father, uveshoch b'chol you hold means kol zman shibnei yodim sheichvim. Kol zman people are sleeping. V'hainu, therefore you say that means kol alayla. So if this is the machlokes in the Yeraisa, the locha should be the yochid, the rab malocha karabim. Then we should zikha paskin like the rabbonin that say if the chatzos is not a zman krishma anymore, that's not called a zman over the shochbucha going to sleep. Oy dilma, the other side like we hold is kavosa svirlu. That means the mashmulhu, the rabbonin also hold. Over shochbucha means kol zman shchiva. Kol zman people are going to sleep. Kol zman people are sleeping. Behind the kamriat chatzos, that's why it's a chatzos. That's only a chokhu. They're lizaris to mizaris you. Omiyu hecha the isnis in the place you're an honest like here. The bonim went to a chasna and they were an honest there. They forgot to say Krishma. Well, they korah koydim chatzos adayin zman chiyuvihu. O mechayve v'nafki yedei Krishma bezmanoi. You are yaitza zman Krishma. So that was the question, and the father really answered back that that's halacha kavosay svirulu v'chayavim atem nikras gasin loy gasin emutorim. The afilu shleibizan etnan you're allowed to, but the pshat is you're mechuyev to say Krishma, and that's the way we hold halacha. Halacha we hold that Metchila you're supposed to daven Marav Krishma before Chatzos. Like it's not Kamin, if it's 11:30, it's almost Chatzos, and you want to wait another half an hour and do something else, Metchila you should try and daven Krishma before Chatzos. But in case you didn't do it before Chatzos, you are still allowed to Metchila now daven Marav and Krishma up until Alas HaShachar. No, even if not Alas HaShachar, we pass on the Leel. What? The Pshat is after our bottom hole like this. Well, this is the Machlokes we're showing him. That's what Rashi's learning you're allowed to write. Ben Yoina learns that according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to say it all. The Rabbanan took away the mitzvah Krishma. But it's not the Nageyas. It's Allah we hold like Rav Gamliel, that you're allowed to say Krishma until Eilas HaShachar. Just that Metchili, you should try and say it before Chatzos. Faitav Loi Zubavad Amru Elo. For the Gemara of Rav Gamliel, Mi Kamaat Chatzos. At the end of the Mishnah explains that whenever the din is until Chatzos, really you're allowed to do it the whole night. It's only Achokim of the Rabbanim. So who is saying this? The end part of the Mishnah is still Rav Gamliel. So the question: does Rav Gamliel say until Chatzos by Krishma? Rav Gamliel himself says there's no din Chatzos. You can say Krishma until Eilas HaShachar. So what does it mean to say at Chatzos? For the Gemara of Rav Gamliel, Mi Kamaat Chatzos. Diktoni v'lei zu b'vad amru, that not only here took chatzos, but other things in took chatzos. So the Gemara Pshat al-Hochi koma luhu Rabbi Gamliel l'bnei. This is what Rabbi Gamliel told his children. Afilu l'rabbonan, even according to the Rabbonan, the Yamriyat chatzos that they hold, the mitzvah Krishma zon in took chatzos, you should know, really midiraisa mitzvah sa'at shiyal omer ha-shachar. Midiraisa, it's called Laila, it's Zman Krishma's until the morning, until Eilas HaShachar. I've had the Kram Yad Chatzos. Why the Rabbanim say Yad Chatzos? That's only because they lahar chagodim in Avera. That's only the Rabbanim dikar choka not to be, it shouldn't come that you'll skip Marav altogether. So the Mela in the Raisa, you could zikha b'say Krish miyata Chatzos. So therefore we pass in Allah chalagam gamliel. But Hekta Chalovim. So Mishnah says Hekta Chalovim. These mitzvahs are called Halayla. Our Mishnah doesn't say about the mitzvah midiraisa to eat the korban pesach by night. The Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah is the whole night time. So mashmawat, there's only a mitzvah until chatzos, not more. Another braisa says kriyashma arvis, that we daven kriyashma every night. V'halel b'lela psochim, that we say halel on pesach by night. V'achilas pesach and eating the pesach. Is mitzvah son at shiyal omad ha-shachar. The mitzvah talk was also midiraisa the whole night time. So chur tzistira, if it's the whole night time, how come our Mishnah only says, doesn't say the whole night time? But it's mashma, our Mishnah holds only until chatzos, not the whole night time. Omer Rabbi Yosef lekasha, tzamachlekes tanoyim, hori ablezer ben azai, hori abekiva, tzamachlekes ablezer ben azai, hori abekiva, how long you allowed to eat the korban pesach, pesach by night? The Melos Nagei to us, our mitzvah matzah is also bezman shepesach pesach unachum lefanecha. So the same thing. How long is the mitzvah matzah pesach by night? So you have to eat the matzah before chatzos, or you have to eat the matzah until Eilas HaShachar. That's this machlokes we showing you. Titania, we learned it doesn't possibly be yochlu es abosa balayla zeh. You should eat the korban pesach by this night. Reb Lezer ben Azaya Oimer, Nema kan balayla zeh, says right in this mitzvah, Tita Korban Pesach balayla zeh, the Nema lahal, in the next pasuk it says, the Yovarte v'yeretz Mitzrayim balayla zeh, that Hashem made the Makas Pechurus. Isma lahal not chatzos, just like the Makas Pechurus was by chatzos, Avkan not chatzos. Here also, the Torah says, eat the Korban Pesach balayla zeh, it means only until chatzos, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. That's Reb Lezer ben Azaya. Rabbi Akiva, Omalei Rabbi Akiva, Baloi Kfanem, the Pesach says, Bechipozim, that you're allowed to eat it until they ate it, Bechipozim. Widashna means, Ad Shas Chipozim, until the Shas Chipozim means when they're Fatumud leaving Mitzrayim. When did the Yid Mamish leave Mitzrayim? In the morning, Eilas HaShachar. So, Chur, you should be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until Eilas HaShachar. Im Kem Abazoi, Matam Aloim Balaila, why does it say Balaila? Yochol yehei nechal kikotchim v'yoyim. I would think what a korban pesach is like any korban. You're allowed to eat him in the daytime. Tamaloyma balayla. It says balayla. hu mechal v'loy b'yoyim. You're not allowed to eat it b'yoyim. That's why it says b'layla hazeh. But really, Rabbi Kiva holds you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach the whole night time at Shat Chippozim. And just the chiddush of b'layla hazeh means that a regular Korban, the Kishlomim, that you bring the Korban in the middle of the day, halacha is you're allowed to eat it that whole day and the night time. So we bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, by daytime. So maybe you should be allowed to start eating the Korban Pesach right after you brought it. Kamashma, no, b'layla, you have to first eat it by nighttime. Now, how long in the nighttime? At Shas Chippozim. So Rashi, Shas Chippozim, Rashi Shenech Pesul Lotzeis, when they are Fatum, they are fast going out. V'hainu, Omad HaShachar, that's in the morning. K'dechiv, Loitzeitzu Ish Mi Pesach Beisei Ad Boiker. Nobody go out of your house until the morning. So the Yidin first went out of Mitzrayim in the morning. So you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach the whole nighttime. So why does it say Belailas Rashi Yochi Yenechel Kisha Kotchim B'Yoyim Shchitosei? Whenever you make the Shchita that day, you can start eating it. Kederech Toido Shafi Zmanach Losam Yenechel. You bring a Korban Toido, you can only eat the meat one day. V'Yoychel V'Hoyla Kol Yoyim Shchitosei. His right after the Shchita, you can start eating it. V'Halayla and the nighttime at Haboike. Kedin Toido Kasei B'Yoyim Kabon Yoychel. So I would think of the Zoi Hu Adin. Korban Pesach, start eating it right away. Kamash, but no, Balayla is there. Only nighttime you can eat it, not by daytime. But this is the Machlokes of Lazar ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva, how long you can eat the Korban Pesach. So that's our mission then, goes like Rabbi Lazar ben Azai. You can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos. And that's right, it goes like Rabbi Kiva. So according to this Cheshbon, it's a Stam Mishnah, our first Mishnah Brachas that holds that Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos. So that's why Luchur was Shapaskin like that. But the Rosh Hashanah says there are other Stam Mishnahs hold like Rebbe Kiva, so Mel Amai supplies a Sveik of the Dina. So it's not so poshid how exactly Paskin. That's why usually Pesach of the night is a tumult. That some people say, try and eat the Afikoyim and try and eat the Matzah before Chatzos, to the Yitzir of Lazar ben Azai Yishita. But with the Evid, you can be Samach and Rebbe Kiva Yishita. Because there are Stam Mishnahs both ways. So it's not really Klo Achra how we Paskin. So who you should be Machmeh is best to try and do both. That's why the Pilu we try and eat the Afikayim before Chatzos. To be Yitzer, we have a Lazav and a Zayi Shita. But the Yevid, it could be a Senech and a Bekiva Shita until Yoyim. So the Murah. Bishleim le Rav Lazav and a Zayi, Yisleik Zeyre Shava, Yitzruf le Michtav Hazer. That's where it says, Balaylo Hazer, that night, Yitzruf le Zeyre Shava, that it's only the same time of Makas Bechoris until Chatzos. Elo le Rabbi Kiva, that says no, it's the whole night time. And Lila is only to tell me, not day, you can't eat the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach by day, you have to wait till the night. Why does the Pesach say, Balayla Hazeh? It just should have said Balayla. What's the word Hazeh doing? And the Gemara, Lemute Laila Acher, Hu Diyose. It's come to tell me only that night, you dalad by night, and not the next night. Why? Because I would think a Korban Pesach is doyma to a Korban Shlomim. Salkotay Techaminech, Hoyul U Pesach, Kochim Kalim. A Korban Pesach has Dine Kochim Kalim on it. Ushlomim is also Kochim Kalim. So I would think, Ma Shlomim Necholim Lishnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod, just like a Korban Shlomim could be eating for two whole days and one night in between. Is that Pesach, the same thing the Korban Pesach, Nechol Shtei Leilois B'mokim Beis Yomim? Is that the Pesach says Korban Pesach is only at night? So I would think, just like a Shlomim has 2 days, so what's the day for Korban Pesach? The nights. So I would think maybe 2 nights you could eat the Korban Pesach. Leil Yudal and Leil Tezvav. V'yenechol abeiz leilois. V'yenechot. Kamashmon, that's what the Pesach says, no. Balaylo hazeh. Balaylo hazeh hu nechol. Only this night Yudal and Balaylo you could eat the Korban Pesach. V'yenechol balaylo acher. That's Pshat Rebbe Kiva. So it's good. And more of Elazar ben Azariah, was it Meloisa Suru ad Boikin Afka? He says, no. How do you know you can't eat the Korban Pesach the next night? Because it says, don't leave it over at Baikanavka. Mashm, as soon as it comes the next morning, it's nicer. You're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Kiva, Imei Hossam, if on this Pesach alone, Miloi Sassir at Baika, don't leave it over till the morning. Hava, Mina, Mai, Baika, what does the morning mean? Baika Sheni. If I care, the first day Yom Tov, it's not nicer yet. Because the second night, you can also eat it. What does Baika mean that becomes nicer? The second Baika. Rabbi Lezer, Wamaloch, no. Kol Baika, Baika Rishinu. Poshib shat and Mlesuru ad Baika means the first morning. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, Mlesuru ad Baika, I know you can only eat it one morning. So therefore, he holds that you'll not eat the Korban Pesach the whole night until Alas Hashachar. That's the Machlokes of Lazar ben Azai and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara Bahani Tanoi, these two, this Machlokes Tanoim is Kani Tanoi. He's telling another Machlokes Tanoim, whether you can eat the Korban Pesach the whole night time or just until Chatzos. The Tanya, Shom Tizbach Esa Pesach Be'erif, Pesach Shemait the Shchita of the Korban Pesach Be'erif, that's one Zman, and Be'erif was soon going to say that means after Chatzos of Erev Pesach. The Erev here means when the sunlight starts turning towards night, which means after Chatzos of the day of Erev Pesach, that's the Zman of Shchitas Korban Pesach. Then, Kevoy HaShemesh, Moyes Feschem Mitzrayim. So there are like three Zmanim here. Like Rashi says, Shom Tizbach Esa Pesach, the Erev Kevoy HaShemesh, Moyes Feschem Mitzrayim. So Rashi, Arei Lecho Shloisha Zmanim Sheinim Shovim. We have three different Zmanim in this Pesach. But Erev, that means, Ki Yenotu Tzloli Erev, Hainu Li'acha Chatzos Hayim. After Chatzos of Erev Pesach, Shanistalko Chama Meroish Kolodim, the sun already moves from straight on top of you, V'not Salamar, that's one Zman. Kavoy HaShemesh, that means when the sun goes down altogether, that's Mishach Shecha. And Moyet Seischem here, Mitzrayim, the time we went out of Mitzrayim, that means Baboiker, that means in the morning. So this Pasuk is saying three different Zmanim Nogeh to the Korban Pesach. There's a Zman of Erev Pesach after Chatzos Hayim. There's a Zman of Balayla, the beginning of the night, and there's a Zman of Seischem in Mitzrayim the next morning. So we have Lezer Oimer, like this. The Erev at Zaveich. When is the Zman Shchita Korban Pesach? That's after Chatzos of Erev Pesach.
All right, turn up.